Howdy and welcome back to the Pagan Parenting Podcast. In this section, we're going to talk about how you find activities for working with your kids or working with groups of kids, either in a structured religious education type environment or at a festival or an event where you might have kids sort of in and out. When people ask, for example, how do I celebrate Yule with my child? Almost the first thing that everybody recommends is the book called Circle Round. And while Circle Round is a great book, it's not really the be-all, end-all, I don't think. It's definitely not enough to be the only book you have or the only source you have. I do have to say, I actually almost like this other one better. It's called Celebrating the Great Mother, a handbook of earth-honoring activities for parents and children. So it has things for each Sabbath, but it also has things about the seasons, the goddess, the elements, guided meditation, visualization, wellness, and those sorts of things. And talks about, like, how these topics all apply if you live someplace that doesn't have seasons, or if you live in the city and can't just go hang out in the garden or in the woods or whatever. It's a shorter book, but it's got a lot more practical, I guess it feels to me like more practical ideas. Another popular one here at our house is, there's two copies of it actually. The Earth Child's Handbook, Crafts and Inspiration for the Spiritual Child. This is by Bridget Ashwood. She has book one and book two. Book two has the Sabbats, the seasons, and the wheel of the year. And book one has elements and some other things in it. I think you can still buy these as PDFs, which is actually totally the way to go, because then you can print out the pages rather than having to pull them out of the book. She has a lot of neat craft ideas. She has an altar that kids can build out of paper. And it's got a lot of really good activities that we've made a lot of use of over the years. There are other things too. Like, you can search online for tons and tons of things. Or you can pop over to paganparenting.info, where I'm slowly putting together a list of links to activities and events and blogs and all those sorts of things. So the internet has actually been amazing for this sort of thing, because I can search on Yule activities or sun-related crafts or anything like that and come up with hundreds of ideas. One year I wrote an article about 50 ways to dye Easter eggs for Ostara, right? The fact that I can come up with 50 different ways to dye eggs, something so simple as eggs, is one of the amazing things about the internet. And you can find anything and everything out there. You're going to find other parents writing about what they're doing and putting things on Pinterest and on Instagram, and there's just a wealth of information, which is really, really awesome, because it didn't used to be this easy. It used to be pretty much you were on your own. So, speaking of that, yes, paganparenting.info is the resource that we're trying to put together. We are looking for people to write articles for us. If so, you're interested, please contact me. I am also going to be offering, in the Magical Moms Club on Facebook, a free winter break virtual camp, where every day we're gonna have a theme for the week, and every day between Christmas and New Year's we're gonna have a set of activities to do. Because if you're anything like me, planning ahead to have a plan for what the kids could do to keep them busy during that week with no school in between holidays is a little challenging some years. So a couple years ago, we tried this out with the group, and it was really fun. So we're going to do it again this year. Also, be on the lookout. We are going to try and do a Sabbat Wheel of the Year workshop where things for each Sabbat are planned. So be on the lookout for that. I am so glad the year is almost over. I have one vending event this month left, and then I'll be done for a little bit. And so that'll be good. I have some writing to do. I've got one book that's into my editor right now and another book to finish editing, and another class to get uploaded to the Magical Academy. So hopefully we'll be making some progress this winter. If you are interested in supporting us, either support the podcast on anchor.fm or go over to Patreon and support me on Patreon. Over there, I am Janet Callahan, creating a magical family. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast, and we will talk to you the next time. Thanks for listening. Howdy, and welcome back to the Pagan Parenting Podcast. In this section, we're going to talk about how you find activities for working with your kids or working with groups of kids, either in a structured religious education type environment or at a festival or an event where you might have kids sort of in and out. When people ask, for example, how do I celebrate Yule with my child? Almost the first thing that everybody recommends is the book called Circle Round. And while Circle Round is a great book, it's not really the be-all, end-all, I don't think. It's definitely not enough to be the only book you have or the only source you have. I do have to say, I actually almost like this other one better. It's called Celebrating the Great Mother, a handbook of earth-honoring activities for parents and children. So it has things for each Sabbat, but it also has things about the seasons, the goddess, the elements, guided meditation, visualization, wellness, and those sorts of things. And talks about like how these topics all apply if you live someplace that doesn't have seasons, or if you live in the city and can't just go hang out in the garden or in the woods or whatever. It's a shorter book. But it's got a lot more practical, I guess it feels to me like more practical ideas. Another popular one here at our house is there's two copies of it, actually. The Earth Child's Handbook, Crafts and Inspiration for the Spiritual Child. This is by Bridget Ashwood. She has book one and book two. Book two has the Sabbats, the seasons, and the wheel of the year. And book one has elements and some other things in it. I think you can still buy these as PDFs, which is actually totally the way to go, because then you can print out the pages rather than having to pull them out of the book. She has a lot of neat craft ideas. She has an altar that kids can build out of paper. And it's got a lot of really good activities that we've made a lot of use of over the years. There are other things too, like you can search online for tons and tons of things, or you can pop over to paganparenting.info, where I'm slowly putting together a list of links to activities and events and blogs and all those sorts of things. So the internet has actually been amazing for this sort of thing, because I can search on Yule activities or sun-related crafts or anything like that and come up with hundreds of ideas. One year I wrote an article about 50 ways to dye Easter eggs for Ostara, right? The fact that I can come up with 50 different ways to dye eggs, something so simple as eggs, is one of the amazing things about the internet. And you can find anything and everything out there. you're going to find other parents writing about what they're doing and putting things on Pinterest and on Instagram. And there's just a wealth of information, which is really, really awesome because it didn't used to be this easy. It used to be pretty much you were on your own. So speaking of that, yes, painparenting.info is the resource that we're trying to put together. We are looking for people to write articles for us. If so, you're interested, please contact me. I am also going to be offering in the Magical Moms Club on Facebook a free winter break virtual camp where every day we're going to have a theme for the week, and every day between Christmas and New Year's we're going to have a set of activities to do. Because if you're anything like me, planning ahead to have a plan for what the kids could do to keep them busy during that week with no school in between holidays is a little challenging some years. So a couple years ago, we tried this out with the group and it was really fun. So we're going to do it again this year. Also be on the lookout. We are going to try and do a Sabbath Wheel of the Year workshop where things for each Sabbath are planned. So be on the lookout for that. I am so glad the year is almost over. I have one vending event this month left, and then I'll be done for a little bit. And so that'll be good. I have some writing to do. I've got one book that's into my editor right now and another book to finish editing, and another class to get uploaded to the Magical Academy. So hopefully we'll be making some progress this winter. If you are interested in supporting us, either support the podcast on anchor.fm or go over to Patreon and support me on Patreon. Over there, I am Janet Callahan, creating a magical family. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast, and we will talk to you the next time. Thanks for listening.